just read about an experiment designed to see if you could make two people fall in love in a matter of hours.
That doesn't sound right. My research has shown that it takes 3 to 5 years of shameless begging.
Honey, neither of us comes off good in that story.
Yeah, I saw that article you're talking about. The participants ask each other a series of questions designed to promote intimacy.
And then they finish it off by staring into each other's eyes for 4 minutes.
Oh, that's nonsense. I proclaim my love for you, and the last time I looked into your eyes was when you thought you had conjunctivitis.
Other than the fact that I had it, that was a magical night.
Raj, would you ever try an experiment like that with Emily?
Well, I don't need science to win a heart. I have my family's wealth for that.
I'm telling you, you can't create love in a few hours, right?
No, careful. You're poking at the whole foundation of The Bachelor.
Yeah, well, we don't have to debate this. We're scientists. We can conduct our own research. Yeah, I propose that we imprison two street people.
No.
You didn't even let me finish.
Forget it.
Oh, so you can experiment on all the apes you want, but I want to manipulate the emotions of two captive human beings. Suddenly I'm the monster.
Why don't you just do the test?
In the interest of science, I'd be willing to.
What, you're okay with an experiment where you have to answer awkward questions about your innermost feelings?
Yes.
Please, can I do it with him, please?
I've been listening to Sheldon's feelings on things for 10 years. Tag, you're it.
Hey, but what if the experiment works?
I'm not going to fall in love with Sheldon.
That's what I said. Before I knew it, he pontificated his way right into my heart.
Fun fact, pontificate comes from the Latin word pontifex, which means bridge builder or pope.
In love yet?